Zion. Not on yet.
We're early.
Okay, we are up to Shofar Paragel, Pasuk Yud Zion. Just one other nice thing that I saw, the Mishpatzos Zahav brought the fact that Ehud only had use of his left hand and not his right hand. Only had use of his left hand and not his right hand. And also the fact that he put the knife, he hid this knife of Shnei Peyos, he hid the knife where he hid it under the mandav, he hid it under his clothing. So he says that the right hand, the right side represents Nisan Galuya. Right? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing things out in the open, so that's the right hand. The left hand symbolizes Nister, when things are hidden. So he said that what's going on over here with Ehud is it's much more Nister, it's much more hidden. It's not as revealed, and that's why that's what symbolized in the fact that he was only had use of his left hand, and that he hid the knife under his clothing. That even though things look hidden, even though everything looks hidden over here, but still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still involved. Okay, let's move on. Hopefully we're going to do Pesukim Yud Zayin and Yud Ches today, Shimon. Vayakrev es ha-mincha le-eglon melech Moav ve-eglon ish bari ma'ot. Vayakrev es ha-mincha, he brought what's a mincha?
Tribute,
the gift. He brought the gift Le'eglon Melech Moav to Eglon, the king of Moab, the Eglon Ish Bari Ma'od. And Eglon was a Ish Bari. What does Bari mean?
Heavy, large
person. Ish Bari Ma'od. Okay, that's at least Pashup Shat. Okay, any questions on Pasuk Yud Zayin?
Well, that kind of tells you that it would probably have had to have been a big knife or a big sword for him to do him in. To get through it.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see how the fat does come into play with the knife. We're going to see that. Okay, yes?
Is it a little bit of a strange term, Vayakrev at the mincha, let him alone?
How would you say it?
Vayakrev really is, you know, that's pulchani.
That's what? It came close.
Pulchani.
Korban.
Yeah, it's like a korban. It's like
it comes close. He came close, though.
That's a religious. Is that what it means here?
It means to come close. He approached. He came close. Korban means to come close.
That's why I gave you chumashim. Compare it to Bereishis Mem Gimel Chav
Vav. I guess it would be Vayakri.
Yeah. Still, usually a lashon for korbanos.
It is a lashon for a korban. Usually, look at Bereishis.
Well, it's interesting that if you say that because Eglon, has egel in it.
Right, you said that.
Page 244.
What parshan par?
Mikates. Bereishis Mikates.
Bereishis
Mikates. Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk. Okay, so here they were bringing the mincha. They're talking about they were bringing the mincha to Yosef. Vayavo Yosef ha-baisa vayaviu lo es ha-mincha asher b'yadam ha-baisa vayishtachavu lo arza. Okay, so what differences do you see between our pasuk and this pasuk? So one's by Aviulo, right? So by Aviulo would be seemingly more, the more normal outcome of
him
here.
He came to him.
So by Aviulo, why is it Vayakrev, okay? That's one difference. See another difference?
Besa.
Right, so over there, here it's Vayakrev es ha-mincha le'eglon, and there it's they brought Vayaviu es ha-mincha asher b'yadam ha-baisa. They brought it to the house. So there it's not bringing it directly to Yosef, as opposed to here where the gift seems to be going directly to Eglon.
Asher b'yadam as well.
I'm sorry?
Asher b'yadam.
And there it doesn't say that. Here it doesn't say Asher B'yadam. Good,
well,
okay, that's another difference.
It must have been something good to eat,
okay.
I would say.
Okay.
Because that's why it mentions that he's big.
Oh. Okay, so you're giving an answer before we even ask the question. The question first is, why do you need to say that he's big? Why do we need to know? Why is it important to know that Eglon was big, that he was a very large person? Why is that important to know? So you're giving one shot, possible shot, that in order for us to understand what type of mincha, what type of present it
right.
was, it must have been a
food offering,
and Eglon was probably into that. Eglon
right.
was probably into food. Okay.
And
okay.
he probably knew that too. Hey.
Good.
But he's a king. He really needs this mincha from
Does he need the mincha? Okay, good. And along those lines, not only that, but stressing again, the question is, Eglon Melech Moab. We already know who he is already. We already know. We said many times already that he's Melech Moab. So why again are we saying Vayakrev es hamincha le'eglon Melech Moab ve'eglon ish barimot? So what's the Melech Moab? Okay. So why lashim Vayakrev? Es hamincha. It's going directly to Eglon. It's not going to the Baisa like by Yosef. Melech Moab. What does that need to be mentioned again? And what is the importance, what is the significance to the fact that he was Bari Ma'od, and just what does Bari Ma'od mean? Okay, so we understood right away, Bari means large, which is what Rashi says, Patim. Okay, that's how Rashi understands it. Also, Leradak, Avar Patim, Shomein. Okay, so he was a large person. He was a very large person.
Also,
okay, why do we need to know that? And is there another way to understand the word Bari? Yeah.
Well, first of all, it limits his mobility, which gives everyone an advantage. And also, I think we touched on it a moment ago, that the dagger needed to be like a certain size. That might indicate why it needed to be.
Why that size? Okay. Okay.
Penetrate the large body.
Fine.
Bari normally mean healthy.
I'm sorry?
Isn't Bari
normally could also mean healthy. Bari could also mean healthy.
The
True.
Thing is,
yeah,
that it says that the because of what he wanted to do, that the sword had to be almost like light. It had to be couldn't be so good. It had to be short. Because he had to be able to conceal.
He wanted to be able to hide.
Yeah,
well, he was hiding on his
leg. It
was tungsten carbide.
Right.
It
didn't have to be.
It was tungsten carbide.
Yeah. Like it didn't have to be a big sword. It just had to be something that he could use swiftly.
It had to be long enough to penetrate the fat and get into the aorta, which I guess was the target.
Yeah.
It says here that he would have to have a weapon that could be lethal and quick and could be easily concealed, easily on his body, hence the short sword, both of whose edges were sharp. So we're not even looking at anything that was a big...
True.
Well, we know that.
We're going to see the significance of that. I'll tell you about it. The Rabbag says, because we're going to see later on, that the knife got hidden into his fat.
Yeah, it got...
It got enveloped in. Okay, so that's why we need to know. So the Rabbag says that's why we need to know that he was large, so we can understand the pasuk later that says that the knife got enveloped inside. And that's also the news. It was small. It wasn't this huge knife that would have stuck out. It was a small knife.
But they're also calling it a cherub, not a sateen.
Yeah, heard some.
But my question is, why he says Eglon ish barim me'od? Why did he say Eglon is a big man or a fat man? Bari, it means he's very healthy.
Or it means overweight.
No,
it
doesn't mean overweight.
It can as well.
This is all my questions.
Yeah,
I know, but why?
It's a lot of Greek modernity, isn't it?
Back then, overweight could have been a sign.
Bari was a Bari overweight.
Which is our young, so we're not sure.
Shemen's a siman shel oshav. I'm not sure if I understood the right one. I'm not sure if the sort of I've been saying this, but the fact that he's so large that maybe his shomrim didn't feel necessary. It wasn't necessary to guard him that closely because he.
So actually, the Das Sofrim says that exactly what you say, but the whoever did the Hosafos on the bottom. Questions him. He says that exactly that he wasn't afraid to be left alone with Ehud, and understanding that Bari means more like he was strong.
Yeah.
He was very strong. But the Mepharshim,
and Ehud only had one hand.
But they asked on the Daas Elfin that most of the Mepharshim learned that he was large, not strong. Large doesn't necessarily mean strong, although a lot of times it does go together that the a large person could be a very strong man.
Sumo wrestlers.
That's how,
sumo wrestlers.
That's how the Daas Elfin that he was strong.
Robust might be the connotation here. Robust.
I think more than robust, yeah. But are you saying quite
large and robust?
Yeah, according to that stuff, large and robust. That's how we can understand it. Okay. Anyway, since we got into the word, it's a little out of order, but we'll just say there was a sefer. What's the sefer called again? Nevi'im Tovim. Sefer Nevi'im Tovim says that. What's significance, the fact that he was very large, because we were building this whole mahalach that Moav is gaiva. They were gaiva. Right? So the symbol of gaiva, especially then, was this very, very large person. He was this big bal gaiva that he was going against Ehud, who we said is the opposite. Ehud was anava, the left hand, not the right hand. He was an honor. That was one pshat. Another pshat, I'll just read it to you. Someone's trying to get into the door, I think. The Mincha Ketana. The Mincha Ketana, so he, I don't know how this works exactly in the morning. I don't know how this works exactly with the word, but this is how he's understanding. He's understanding the word bari means that he was simple. He was a tam. He was an ishtam. Paragimel pasuk yudzayin. He was an ishtam. He was very simple. That's how he's understanding it. And he said, that's why I'll just read it to you. Hinei mi she'ein bal tachbulo so orma ela ishtam. Right? Someone who's not bal tachbulo so orma. He doesn't understand all the intricacies of how people go about things. So he's an ishtam.
Well, Yaakov was an ishtam.
Yaakov, my ishtam, has a different connotation. Yeah, but he's saying here, that's what ishtam means. Nemeshu like, bari.
Not worldly.
I don't know, he doesn't bring a raya from any other pasuk to this understanding of the word bari, but this is what he says. The yiratzisha chaya min haroi she'egun yargish b'zeh. Ve'yomer ma hayom me'yom mayim. He should have figured out something must be going on over here. Why is there all of a sudden they're coming with this gift and Ehud himself is coming? What's going on? Therefore, it's saying he was an Ishbari, he was Tom. He wasn't even thinking that maybe they're trying to plant something against me. Maybe he has a knife hidden. He's not thinking all these things, which he should have. He wasn't. That's why it says that he was an Ishbari and Ishtam. Again, I don't know how he gets that Bari means Tam.
Tam also means taste. I mean,
I'm sorry?
It also means taste. It means he liked to taste different
that's
things.
That's a different spelling.
No, that's Tam with a
tet. Okay.
Yeah, this is Tam.
Well, it could be interchangeable.
Okay, that's on the word Bari. Okay,
do you find Bari in Chumash? That sure is Briyut?
Yeah.
I just checked on my thing. It didn't come out anywhere in Chumash.
Yosef, but not at the beginning of the question.
What does mean?
To say that to
fat.
Fat. Fat. Exactly. That's how we're looking at it. Most of the Mepharshim learning like that. Most of the Mepharshim learning large. But this is, again, I don't know whether Mincha Ketana gets this pshat. That's the pshat he gets. So Bria also symbolizing gaiva. Fine. That's the word bari. That's the word bari.
So Bria Pasar is in Chumash. That's the first appearance. It tells you something about the more basic meaning.
Right.
Yeah. For sure. No, definitely. That's how much of the question was. Okay. So what the fact that it says Melech Moav, why it's saying Melech Moav? Why don't we just stress that again? We already know he is the Melech Moav. So the Divrei Tova says, he believes, that the reason why it says Melech Moav, Shekein ha'isuzu mincha miyuchedes, shehayu basamal v'hadar l'chol minei Arei Moav. Again, this is a creative idea. Asher Eglon Haya Malach Aleha. He says there must have been some symbolism symbolizing the Malchus of Moav in this gift, which I guess is a normal thing when you're bringing a gift to a king. So somehow you want to do something which, right, the Statue of Liberty was all about liberty. That was the present that was given to America, because that's what America represents, right? So you give something when you're giving a present to a king, so it somehow was representative of Moab. That's what he wants to say. And he brings also from the Lev Aaron, Vayakrib Es HaMincha, normally it's not the leader who's going to bring the gifts. You're going to send messengers. This he's showing a kavod malchus, which is how most of the mafarshim are building over here. That obviously he's trying to trick Eglon over here, right? So how is he tricking him? He's showing him, I want to make peace. He's showing him tremendous kavod malchus, which is why it's stressing Melech Moav. He wants to show that he is respecting the fact that he's king, etc.
It has to be a significant gift. Unlike Woody Allen and Bananas, who shows up at the dictator's door with a box of Danish, the next pasuk says there's a Nosei HaMincha, so it's got to be sizable.
Yeah, about correct. Good, good. Yes, it was a very large, definitely, and there was people with him.
Let me just stop here. So, do you mind bringing me a jig of water?
Yeah. It's significant because we had the hey, Hayadiya, HaMincha. I could have said this Mincha.
Okay.
HaMincha makes it probably something special.
Good.
And the second thing is that B'nai Israel, Yabdu B'nai Israel, Ego, they served him.
Yep.
So, for him to bring a Mincha is something, since they're his servants, it's not something that is unusual.
Right.
He expects it. They're his slaves, so.
Excellent. Okay.
What?
Right, exactly.
That's what I said, what the mincha for them.
Okay, so he brings three pshatim as to what the significance of the fact that he was Barimo, this is the difference. So again,
there's an ish Barimo as opposed to
what do you want to bring out from that?
Well, I don't know. What is the significance of ish Barimo?
Saying why you're asking, why does it say ish Barimo?
Because ish often means important.
Important, yes.
Yeah,
important.
Mm-hmm. So we're stressing again. Melech Moav, Eglon, ish Barimo.
Right.
Ish is a higher level.
Right.
Okay, very good. So he makes three reasons. Sogar achel bad halachav. That's one pshat. The li nira, this is the klayakar saying, sheodia b'ze eichus hamincha, shehaya b'mine madonei melech, le'ish kamohu bori v'shomei ma'od, ve'vilu dover no miskabel l'sham nu niso. So they brought something significant for such a large melech, so you need a very large gift, probably of many different types of food. This is what someone like this would enjoy. That's according to the Klei Yakar. And according to the Divrei Tov himself, he says, it's l'ramek, to hint to the fact, she'eyod nasa l'melech lito mikol sug v'sug, shel davar she'hevi lo mincha. Ve'yos v'yamelech ish bari v'shamei, achel harbe mikol sug v'sug she'hevi lo mincha, u'lezeh, Hichbir Allah va'ochel ma'od v'yachal Ehud lahargo b'kalus. B'kalus, right? So this was another way that this helped Ehud in the killing of Eglon, that he became very heavy. He gave this large gift. He's a large person. He likes to eat. He enjoys to eat. And he gave him, oh, you have to taste this. He was giving him from this large mincha, filling him up to the point where he's going to be a sitting duck.
He couldn't move.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mine is poisoning. Yeah.
Maybe he had people tasting his fruit.
Okay.
Maybe he had people tasting his fruit.
Okay, fine. Now he brings two interesting things. First of all, it says in Bereshis, Va'asu li matan azvat Yisroch, right? When he was going to give the bracha to Esav, so he said, Va'asu li mat amin, kasher ahafti, ve'hivya li va'ochela. Ba'avor tivarachecho nafshi. Right, so what does bringing matamim have to do with him giving the bracha? Why do you bring matamim before? What's the significance of that? Why was Yitzchak telling that to Esav? So,
bring to the state of
simple. Could be a pshat, but he brings from the Malbim the neged shetia his kashrus bein hamavarech lehamizbarech. Right, when people eat together, so it forms a connection. Amar va'asli matamim kasher ahafti ve'ivili shemitzad shiyu hamatamim asuyim ba'ofim shahafti osam. Umitzad she'at v'tia hamashpia osam v'ani hamakabel yes kashrus beinenu kiderech hanosim as well. That forms a connection, that forms a kesher, and now much easier I'm able to give over the bracha to you. So here too, he's trying to show that he's trying to form this connection. He's bringing food, which he likes, a lot of food. There's a whole entourage here bringing the gift. And this is again to trick him into the fact that he's coming in peace. He's not coming in battle, but rather he's coming in peace. Interesting, a new term of endearment that you may or may not want to call your wives. He brings the Divrei Tova from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph, Amun Aleph. The Pasuk there says, Egla. What's an Egla?
A young calf,
right? A young cow.
Female.
Zo micha. Egla is referring to micha. V'lama nikra shema egla. Why was she called egla? Shechaviva alav ke'egla. She was dear to him like an egla, right? So in term of endearment, you can call your wife a young female cow.
She would say that.
Barbecued or alive? Barbecued or alive?
You'll see the dog right away.
Well,
he's the dog.
But he brings a very nice pshat, a beautiful pshat from the...
Sleep with the dog.
From the Ben Yoyada. He brings a very beautiful pshat, Ben Yoyada, and if you tell her this pshat, she might not throw you out of the house. The Ben Yoyada says that, why egla? From Lashon Igul. And he says, because when you love your wife, so wherever you see your wife everywhere. Wherever you look, you see your wife, like in a circle. You'll see your wife everywhere. So he says that's the pshat. That's why Michal was called Egla. And he says, very so creative, the different Torah, I love it. He says, this is why Eglon had that name, because he was very beloved by the people. The people loved him very much.
And he was also round.
Which is why he was so large, because they were constantly giving him gifts. They were constantly bringing him food, and he was eating it, so he became bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's
and
one
round.
Reason why
and
he's
round.
Called
yes.
And round. Okay, and round.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
but that's why he's called Egla.
Out west in Colorado and Nebraska have these feedlots, which I used to drive by. I lived out there.
Uh-huh.
Where they have all the cattle sitting there while they're doing his eating, getting fat up, so that they weigh more when they're slaughtered.
But comparing the pasuk to the pasuk we saw in Bereishis, right? Vayaviu lo es hamincha asher biyadam habay. So lo kasev vayakrivu over there by Yosef. It doesn't say vayakrivu. Shekein lechora in derech hamelech lios ta'ev lemaychol asher meviim lo leechul miyad. So vayakrivu is more of a lashon which connotates that you're going to eat it right away. When you bring the karbon, you immediately offer it upon the mizbeach. So it's a more of an immediate as opposed to vayaviu. You bring it to the person, doesn't mean they're going to partake in it right away. And that's why also over there by Yosef it says lebayis. They didn't give it to Yosef himself. They brought it to the bayis. Rak lebeis hamelech. The gam ain't no nos lefnei hamelech atzmo. El rak meviu lebeis hamelech. Ve'ilu kan לא כסף היבו עשה מנחה לבית, לבייס אגלון, אלא ויקב עשה מנחה לאגלון. הנה, היבי עשה מנחה לאגלון עצמו, ועוד לשם ויקרב משמע קצת, שלא רק היבי עשה מנחה לאגלון, אלא גם אגלון אוכל מן המנחה. שיש כאן מן הלכסז, מן הלשם נופל על הלשם, שהיקרב לו המנחה, שהכנסנה אל קרבו, אל קרבו, right? יקרב and קרבו נופל, Lashon Nofel Lashon is hinting to the fact that he's bringing it inside him and he's eating it. V'gam b'pasuk haba lo kasu v'ikasher kila lahavi es hamincha ela kasher kila lahakriv es hamincha mashma shekila be'akravas v'shenechol kikarbon, and it was eaten right away like a carbon. So this is also building with his pshat that he's giving him to eat. Eglon, Ehud is giving Eglon to eat right away, and he's going to eat a large present, and that's a reason how he's going to, it's going to be easier to kill him.
I would have interpreted the Akrei a little differently, because he's interpreting it as to time of it. He ate it right away.
Okay.
I would say it's space that's more
close. Excellent.
Because ordinarily you would think you have to keep a distance from the king, and then his shamash comes and takes it and brings it to him.
Good.
He was allowed to come right up there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Great shot. Okay, let's move on. Let me just make sure I cover everything I wanted to cover over there. Okay. Pasuk Yud-Chas. Vayhi, kasher kila lehakrib es ha-mincha, vayishalach es ha-om nosei ha-mincha. It was when they finished bringing the gift, the tribute, Vayishalach es ha'am nosei ha'mincha. And the people who were with him were sent away. Okay, questions on Pasuk Yud Ches.
Who's the ones being sent?
Who are the nosei ha'mincha? Okay, who are the nosei?
They were Ehud's people?
Yes. Yes, so these are Ehud's people. So Ehud had an entourage with him. He came together with an entourage to bring this gift, and now Ehud sends them away.
And why are they called an Am?
Why are they called an Am is a good question. That's a good question. Okay. What else?
He sends them away for a reason.
Well, so there must be a reason. Why is he sending him away?
Well, okay. Why is he sending him away?
Good, excellent question. Why is he sending him away? That's the big question on the bus.
He wants Ehud to be off guard.
Okay,
he wants to be alone.
Good. So you're getting good. Question answer. As most of the Mefarshim say, he wants to be alone with Eglon. Does that make sense though?
Why would Eglon agree to be alone?
Does that make sense that he want to be alone? Wouldn't it be better for him to back up?
Why would Eglon agree to be with him alone?
I'm sorry.
Why would Eglon agree to be?
Why would Eglon agree to be alone? Good question.
Yes. Because he tells Eglon that he has a very secret message.
Right.
So Eglon sends everybody away.
Now he's left alone. Okay. What
is
the secret recipe? What
did
he say?
He has a secret recipe.
Okay.
That's grandma's recipe. Yeah. Talking to the
also, if this little plan goes south, maybe he doesn't want his cohorts to be implicated because they're going to get the axe too. Right?
Beautiful. Good.
They had nothing to do with it.
Good.
So he also wants
he's putting himself into Sakana
and taking them
and saving them.
But he can't expect Eglon's people to leave the room when his entourage is still there. In other words, if he wants to save them, he wanted Eglon's people out.
And you're saying the only way to do that is
Ehud sent his people away. He sent them back because he wanted to really get out of there fast. And if he had his whole group with him, that might slow things down. He wanted to do the job. And
did you see that in the article?
No, it came to my head.
It's in the movie.
You gotta watch it. He doesn't.
All right, very good. Yes,
it could be he had to be thinking about the aftermath also. He knew what he was going to do.
Okay.
What's going to happen afterwards? Here's a king that's dead.
That's what he was saying.
No, I know, but my shot is a little bit different. He sent them out so that they could protect the door, so that nobody, could.
Well, you're understanding they're close by.
Just out of the room.
That's not necessarily okay. We'll see if that's true, though. That's not necessarily true. Marshall, don't live like that. Yeah.
If he was the only one in the room with Eglon, then they wouldn't have Eglon's people there to prevent his
escapes, they'll get a better chance of getting out.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
Very good.
You want to say something? Okay. Fine. Another question here is one that you missed. The Devi Tobe asks, what's the significance of the fact Vayhi kasher kila lahakriv es hamincha? What do I mean to know that?
What is kila?
Finished.
Maybe they finished all the food.
I'm saying, why do we need to know that?
He's now sated. He's completely. He's
probably sleepy from all the food.
He can become tired.
But you're learning that he's completely eating it. And that's not fully the implication, but that's how you understand it. But they finished bringing the present.
Well, now they don't need the present.
The maybe wasn't all in one tray. It could have been many, many pieces. And kilo is when he finished giving it all, like Yaakov gave to Esau. You know, he had all kinds of...
No, 100%. But why we need to know that? That's
the why would he send them away if they were still giving him the gift?
I'm sorry?
Why would he send them away if they're still not giving the gifts?
That's probably true.
Obviously, the gift finished, and then now you send them away. Do we need to bring out the buzzing vayhi kasher kila lahakav es hamincha vayishol hazam no se hamincha?
Because they're not needed anymore. Excuse, they're not needed anymore.
So they're saying, why mention that they're finished? It's obvious.
They're not needed anymore.
When Eglon sees all these various different items, he gets more at ease, you know, each time. He feels good. So more relaxed each time.
And especially
he wants to stress the fact that there was a very large gift. That's right. Vasher Kila, as a mincha, implication was a tremendously large gift, and why do we need to know that? So that to put in more and more. Very nice. Okay.
It also puts some more at ease when the people leave.
Yeah.
Puts in more at ease. Right.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Good. Yeah. All nice pshatim. The Devi Tova has a pshat. He says, the Nir Lefian is that she attacking Shabitchila Chishav Eyod Lasos Es Maseu Kasher Rab Minam Ito. He didn't originally think that he was going to send them away. Shem Yazru Lo V'schavei Min HaMo'avim Shomei HaMelech Avu Kasher Ra She'eglon Ta'a Min HaMincha V'kin Esmar B'sof HaBazir HaKodem Az Yivin Shelo Tzarech V'sakin Esam Ela Efshar L'Elam V'oso Esam L'Sholchan V'u Yaseh Maseu Levad V'zeo Gam Kavan Es HaBazir Ka'al Nirmoz V'hi Kasher Kibel La'akrev Es HaMincha She'kin Eyud Ra He saw that he's eating, he's realizing this is going to be a cinch. I don't got to worry, and it's okay for me, and maybe better, for me to send away the people. So that's the significance of Kasher Kila. Rashi says, Vayishlach es ha'am, chazur la'achora v'liva es chavuros Yisrael, asher bo'im olosis es ha'mincha. He actually escorted them. The Level some ad Hagilgo, and he took them far away. He took them actually far away. I don't know how long. No one talks about this, but this sounds like quite a distance to me. That he took them ad Hagilgo. So he took them quite a distance away, and then we'll see in the next pasuk that he came back. How does Rashi know that he went with him? So. I think we have people that are better here in grammar than I am. Maybe you'll understand this better than I do. But he said, I thought someone was going to ask, why does it say Vayishalach and not Vayishlach? Vayishalach and not Vayishlach. So the Kilas Yaakov says, Vayishlach and Vayishalach.
What's the literal translation? What's the translation of this one, that one?
So he's saying Vayishalach, as opposed to Vayishlach. Vayishlach would be he sent them, and Vayishalach is that he went with them. Vayishalach, somehow, I don't know. Mofach shehalat gam kein lelavosam, lahoros ki hu einu rak shliach, huvav. Okay, fine. That's how he's understanding. But
he didn't go with them, he escorted them.
He escorted them and came back.
He led the people away.
Maybe the Vayishlach is a stronger sending than Vayishalach. It's a weaker sending. So it suggests that he
they, he wasn't completely separated from them. Like Schlaf means, you know, like, yeah.
Could be. Okay, so the Mepharshim here say pretty much what you all said. Let me just read you from the Malbim. Halach la'avosam, also he went to escort them. Va'asazeh, he did this, two reasons. Aleph, ba'yu gam heim b'satana, so they should not be in sakana with him. And beis, ba'yarkishu bo, acher shehalach v'chazar, kilu shokach davar. So he wants to make it as, because he's going to come back, we'll see him in the next pasuk. He went, and that's another reason how you know that he went with them, because it's going to say he came back in the next pasuk. So he doesn't want them to suspect anything. So he goes with them, he escorts them, and then he comes back in order that they should not suspect anything. That's what he says.
I have a shot here, because having been a waiter at one time in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? You know, it's always appreciated when they clear the table afterwards. So here he's helping his people clear the trays and everything, take them out, and then he's coming back. It's just it's a normal thing to do.
It's a normal thing to do. I
think Rashi's is shot because we could possibly test.
In the next passage.
Who shall meet up to steal him? Asher et al Gilgal. In other words, he went with them.
He had to go to Gilgal. Yeah.
And he returned.
He was returning to Gilgal. Yeah. How long is that taking? How long is that taking? All right. Well, maybe we'll get into the next passage. Yeah. Good. Excellent. Okay. Also, I think that Barbanel, Ralbad maybe, says easier to escape is what Eliyahu said. Easier to escape. Or if you have a whole bunch of people with you, it's going to be more difficult. If he's just alone, so much easier for him to slip away after he kills him. The Divrei Torah again has a whole pshat. He brings Rashi. V'nira she'egav l'rotza l'sholcham levadam. V'yishar b'chotzer eglon an she'yatsu l'daber ito.
He
wants them to know that he went far away. Shehem lo his akvu bederek. Vehem yatsu michlal sakana. So they should feel there's no sakana anymore. They should be at ease. Meaning the Moavim should be at ease. They left. They went away. Shelo yu ben Moavim. Only after they're already in Gilgal. Again, he wants to stress the fact that they all went back. He sort of snuck back. That's how he's learning. That's the pshat, but he says that Barbanel doesn't learn like that. The Barbanel learned the other way. We said that that he did this in order that he could escape more easily. That's why
I have a question
he
here.
Took them home. So
why does it say HaGilgul? I mean, isn't it Gilgul?
Where were you talking about in the next passage, right?
Yeah. HaGilgul.
Yeah, good question.
It means something
HaGilgul
much more.
HaGilgul means two Gilgul. Sometimes you put the hay.
Usually it's at the end, though.
Yeah.
It's something much more spiritual. It's something much more spiritual. It's maybe somebody's Gilgul. That, no, seriously.